Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going? Wow, your voice is so unique. I almost thought it was like AI for a second.
Are you serious?
That's why
I'm dead.
That's why I gave you that dry, hot, like, hi.
You're like, what the heck? You're like, hi?
Another robot. Damn.
You're like, no, I promise you I have a pulse and I am breathing.
Yeah, I needed something human from you. Like, how are you doing? Happy Tuesday. That was
You're
was
like,
real.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, that was weird.
Right. I know, right?
It's okay. Oh, I won't take it personal, Jonathan. Wow. No, I'm just playing. It's nice to meet
you.
You're
like a part-time security.
Oh, my gosh. I needed that laugh today. That was good. Now I get to tell my husband, hey, I sound like AI. You know what I mean? Pay me more, dude.
Yeah, right? Right.
Well, Jonathan, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Nadine, by the way. My last name's Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. So, listen, I know that you were talking with my representative, Mark, and he was kind of going over, right, the basics of our program. He was actually asking if I could, you know, go over the pricing and details. It looks like he was requesting a new in business rate for you because he did put in the notes 3 years in business. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So listen, before we get into all of that, I want to address any questions that you have as far as programming, the placement that we do, anything I can answer.
Okay, so I'm a little bit of a different customer.
Okay.
Because I've been serviced with Local Splash before, like twice before actually. So I've been kind of having like a relationship with you guys for almost like 3 years now.
Okay. So, yeah. Not under this number, right?
No, under this number for sure.
Let me take a look. I'll pull it up. Oh, here it is. So I'll tell you when. I can see all the notes from when.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually looking back. I'm just scrolling through because, oh, my goodness, there's a lot of notes. So it looks like you were with us back in 2023. Okay. And that was back in June of 2023. And then, let's see what happened. I'm just reading through the notes here, okay, Jonathan, so bear with me because there's a lot of them. Let's see here, a lot of, like, back-and-forth content, creation, verification forms, call notes. I'm looking back to see what happened. That you had gotten a call from Google, but you were advised that Google doesn't call you directly. I see all your keywords, junk removal, moving and hauling, debris removal, a lot of keywords, furniture disposal. And let's see. New CASA service, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I changed the name, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's no longer New CASA services?
No.
Okay. You still doing the same, though?
So I don't do junk removal anymore.
Okay.
And then, I'm looking to change my name again.
Okay.
My DBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing now? What services now?
So, we're doing all labor moving, just like a full-on moving company, but we're doing all labor until I get my truck.
Okay.
And, or actually until I get my license to, you know, to do to move goods and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're doing, so like, are you moving like businesses, residents? What are you doing?
Both commercial and residents.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Commercial and residential. And you're in the process of getting license and insurance too? Or just licensing?
Licensing and insurance.
Okay. Awesome. And then, what are you calling the company now?
NUCO, NUCO.
Okay. Just NUCO, right? Or NUCO Moving?
Just NUCO.
Okay. Put new business name. Are you still in the same location?
Yeah.
So you're still in Reno, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then how far are you thinking, like, as far as, like, are you trying to keep it within a 50-mile radius, like, a little bit more closer, not so far out until you, when you get everything, like, in line, or?
Yeah. So just a 50-mile radius.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And then I'm putting residential and commercial. Have you started a Facebook page yet, by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is it under NUCO?
It's still under New Cost and Company.
Okay.
So I haven't necessarily changed everything yet.
Okay.
But I'm looking to get everything. Yeah, I'm looking to get everything changed, and then I'll change the DBA.
Okay, got it.
At the City of Reno.
Okay. Let me see what you had with us before. Let me go to the billing and see what there is. I know this is a silly question to ask, but I notice your last name is Bukasa, right? With a B?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what a trip. I just thought maybe we did something wrong on the name. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Bukasa and Company. No, I'm just kidding.
So I was like, wait a minute.
I didn't want my last name to be like my company name. So I just,
you know, and it's funny that you say that, because I know other people, right, that they just kind of do, like, their name is the same as their, like, company name, right? But I can kind of see where you're like, I don't want my last name out there, you know? Okay.
No.
So here's what you had with us previously. You had, it was our platinum package. That one was the Google and Facebook marketing. And it looks like you were paying $299 a month. Was a special rate that they had given you. It was probably like a new in business rate probably back then. If you're wanting the same type of package, okay, I can get you the same type of package at the $299 cost, because you would be basically like a returning customer. You know what I mean? We would just be revamping it to the new business name. So that would include getting you verified with the new business name, right? Google Business Profile Optimization, Content Creation on Bing, Directory Submission, Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. It will include the Facebook advertising. And you haven't set up a website yet, right, for this particular business, correct?
No, I have.
You have? Oh, okay. Is it under NUCO?
I kind of have, like, no, it's not under NUCO. So I'm going through the changes. Soon.
Okay.
This is the first step.
Okay. So then the website, we just want to make sure that it's attached where you're listed, and then we'll cover the mobile platform. So that way whenever someone, you know, is using their iPhone, you know, Android or tablet, they're still finding you listed on the first page. So
yeah.
It would be at the $299. I think, is it NUCASA and Company? But the website is NUCASACO.com. Is that the one you're talking about? The website? Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I see it here.
Yeah.
Looks good. And then I think your
Facebook is
attached. So you spell NUCO, capital N U, and then capital C O, right?
Yeah.
Okay. FYI, just so you know, so like if I'm looking at your website And you know how at the bottom it has the logo, right, for the Facebook page? When I click on it, okay, it takes me to a Wix Facebook page. So it's not connected. So that way you know. So you got to link your Facebook to that, just so you're aware. Okay?
Yeah, I didn't pay my my Wix payment subscription. Yeah.
Oh, so is that why it's probably not showing?
Yeah. Well, okay, so another thing was kind of screwed up a couple times. But so the reason why I'm back is because it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it very short.
It's okay.
I did a job, and I shouldn't have done the job because everyone told me not to do the job. But I did a job for a hoarder.
Okay.
And long story short, the hoarder ended up accusing me of a bunch of crazy stuff that I didn't do.
Oh, my God.
Instead, so he called the police on me, and the police couldn't do anything because they just thought it was BS, and it was BS.
Right.
So they called the news on me.
Are you serious?
And, yeah, the news basically, like, spewed out fake. I'm not, like, trying to be Donald Trump or anything, but this is fake news. And the media basically made me look like I was, like, some guy stealing stuff. So I was actually on the news, you know?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So, I spoke to a lawyer friend of mine, and he said, hey, don't talk to them. Don't put out don't speak to them, and they're not going to put out the story because, you know, they're not going to have a story.
Right.
So I didn't do it, and it actually bit me in the rear end because they just went with the guy, with whatever the guy said, and, yeah. And then now I have to change my name because people think I'm actually out here doing this.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Wow.
Yeah, fuck. It actually messed me up really bad.
Well, being one falsely accused, but if it was true, Jonathan, the police didn't even do anything about it because there was obviously no evidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the detective said this isn't true, and we're not gonna, you know, pursue this because it's not true. But the guy was so hateful. He was so hateful that he went to the news, and the news picked up the story.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the crazy part. Fake news. Fake news is real.
Yeah, you know what? I believe it. I totally believe it. Like, wow. That is like, I can't believe that. There's always two, you know what I say is there's three sides to the story. That person's
yours, mine,
the truth.
And the
right?
Truth.
And
exactly.
Not even
that's
give you the
time.
Benefit of the doubt or let you defend yourself. Like, they just run with a story like that. Shame on them. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so whenever you, like, Google my name, New Cross and Company, you find the news, you know?
Interesting, because I didn't see anything.
I
mean, the first thing I saw was the Facebook page. Reno Man Faces Movie Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
That one?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. You should watch it whenever you're on break. Just kind of see the whole thing.
Wow. How sad. They got nothing better else to do.
Mm-hmm.
6,500 job leaves belongings damaged. Oh, please. The fact that he was
the guy's a hoarder.
I was just going to say, that doesn't, you know? Wow. You know what it is? Elderly guy. Poor guy, you know what I mean? They just want a story.
Mm-hmm. Elderly, handicapped man.
Oh,
couldn't
my God.
For himself. Mm-hmm.
And here you are being the nice guy.
I shouldn't have took the job. There are two different companies that turned them down. And I was like trying to be like some Superman and be like, oh, I'll help you out since you can't find anyone.
Oh,
and it
my
turns
gosh.
Out I should have turned down the job, too.
Oh. Well, This is how I feel. The truth always comes out, and any weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. So was it unfortunate what happened?
Amen.
Absolutely. But you know what? You're going to learn from that, right? And
oh, yeah.
Sometimes the world can be very evil. You know what I mean? I hate to say that. It's just, you know, and there's some people that, and that's a perfect example of someone that you didn't do anything but try to help him. And that's someone who basically is having a bad day, bad life, whatever the case may be, and took it out on you and thought, let me put it on. So you were caught in the crossfire of something that had nothing to do with you. That's horrible.
Yeah, I felt sad for the guy, so I helped him. But, you know, every now and then you'll run into people that are just hateful.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Well, yeah. It'll get better. It'll get better. So, understandable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we just learn from experiences, right? So now you know, if two other companies ain't dealing with someone, you're like, chances are I shouldn't either. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And yeah, you got to protect yourself first. So that's, okay, so I'm at the point where I'm just like, should I change my name or should I figure out how to get this news thing off of, like, you know, my Google search? And I'm leaning towards changing my name. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how you would get the news thing, because that's news, that's an archive. I mean, yeah, I don't see about. I didn't notice it until when you told me, because the first thing I saw was your website when I looked up the company name, your Facebook page, Thumbtack, the website again, the Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack again, and then I saw the KRNB, the link for the news. I swear, I didn't even notice that until when you told me.
Yeah, I told all myself.
But listen, how are people going to find you? They're not going to look up your company name if they don't know you by name. They're going to find you by your services, right? That's how they're going to find you.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That is true.
Yeah. So basically, we could still offer you the same package that you had previously.
And so another thing was, I was messing around with my Google account, and then I got it suspended. So,
what were you changing on it? What were you changing on it?
I think I changed my address and my services.
Yeah. So when you do that, okay. Were you changing the company name as well?
No, I didn't. Not yet.
Okay. So here's what happens. When you change the address, when you change the company name, it's going to throw it in suspension because it wants you to re-verify because you're making that change to the location. So they just want to re-verify that your business is legitimately making that change. So, did you do the video verification back when you were with us in 23?
Yeah, I did everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to go through that process, the video verification. Do you remember how you send pictures of work tools, work equipment, work vehicles, stuff like that? So what we do is we appeal it to Google to get it out of the, let me just see. I will call her back on a call. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping you guys can help me with that again.
Yeah, we would get it out of the suspension. We would just appeal it with Google that, listen, we're updating the address. The company name is going to change. Have you, how soon are you changing the company name?
As soon as I make changes with, like the Google account and stuff like that. And, I think the domain name, I'm going to change the domain name. I'll go to the city of Reno and put in for a DBA, and everything will change.
Okay. So then what I would suggest, okay, so basically what you're saying is let's get it up and going, right, with the new CASA company. Once we get that all straightened out, then you're going to go ahead and change the company name. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Just wanted to make sure. I was understanding what you were saying. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Okay,
Yeah, that would be good.
Let's get you up and running with a new CASA company. And then when you change the business name, just let us know. This way, Jonathan, we can update it in our system, have it changed. Now, know this. Google might say, we need to re-verify it because you're now changing the name. There is a possibility, but if that happens, you already know we take care of it on our end. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay. So.
What was your name again, Nadine?
Nadine. N-A-D-I-N.
Nadine.
Uh-huh.
Nadine. You know, every Nadine I've ever met was awesome.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. Everybody asks me, are you from the South? I'm like, no, I'm Hispanic. They just laugh. They're like, you know, that's a Southern name. I'm like, I know. It is.
Yeah.
Well, where are you from anyways?
California. From Cali. Born and raised in Orange County.
SoCal. I knew it. I knew you were a SoCal girl.
How did you know? Because the way I talk? Not like a Valley girl?
It's the way you... Yeah, not like a Valley girl. And yeah, I just kind of picked up on some things. Yeah.
Right? I know. It's so funny. My husband says that all the time. You know the difference between people from LA and people that are from Orange County. And I just start laughing. I'm all, why? And he goes, I don't want to say it. I'm all, then you're being rude. He's like, it's just different. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I go, I have a lot of family from Los Angeles and they're cool. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it is, it's like the dialect seems to be different, like the accent or something. I don't know what it is, but it's funny though that you say that.
The dialect, it's almost like a, I don't know, a different twang. And I'm from Vegas, so like I kind of like pick up on the LA accent and then like the Orange County is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Not an Orange County housewife, unfortunately. I don't have that funny.
Well, you know what? You still got time. You still got some time.
All right. I told my husband, you need to get on it. Start making millions, buddy.
He's like under pressure.
Right? Jonathan, are you still using the livexlove@outlook.com? The same email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then I have, you spell Jonathan, J-O-H, or do you spell it with a J-O-N?
J-O-N.
That's what I thought.
J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N. We gotta keep it ethnic and make it J-O-N. All right.
Yes.
J-O-H-N. I think it's a little bit different.
Yeah. So it's J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N. Okay. And Bukasa.
A-N.
A-N?
A-N. Yeah, A-N at the end.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Let me update that. And Bukasa is B-U-K-A-S-S-A, right?
Yes.
What ethnic background is that? Do you mind if I ask?
I knew you were going to ask. It's African.
Is it really? No way.
Yeah, it's African. Yeah. People think it's
European, like a Yugoslavian or something is what I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. People can never put their finger on it. So like Hispanic people think it's like Euro, like European, and then white people think it's like Latin or something, you know?
Yeah, see, I thought like either Yugoslavian, Romanian, something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Nope. It's African.
Now, it should read as Nucasa and Company, right?
Yes, it should read as Nucasa and Company at the moment.
Okay, and I'm going to make sure it has the and for stand. So Nucasa and Company.
Yeah.
What's the new address that you were changing it to? Because I have 10350 North McCarran Boulevard.
That's what got me suspended right there.
Was that address?
That address got me suspended because it's a virtual address. It's not an actual brick and mortar.
And I think that's what actually.
Yeah,
that'll put you in suspension too. So are you verifying at the home address then? I would assume so, right?
Yeah, let's verify at the home address.
What's the home address? And it'll be hidden so it won't show on Google.
It's 49.25.
Uh-huh.
Sierra. Sierra spelled C-I-A-R-R-A. Kennedy.
Lane, right?
N-N. Yeah, Kennedy Lane, yep.
Comes out Reno, Nevada, 89503.
Yep.
Any apartment number or anything like that, or just, or unit numbers?
No. The house.
Okay. And let me just update that, and I'm going to make sure that that's hidden. Okay. Let's see here.
Can you give me 1 second, please?
Yeah. Take your time. Of course. Of course.
Awesome. Appreciate it. All right, I'm back.
Okay. I'm just doing this. Okay. So I got that address updated there. All right. I want to go over some of your notes right now while I have my manager fixing something real quick. So I told him because we're going to still honor the $299 package for you. So I need him to work his magic on that one. Now, I'm assuming we're changing the billing information because I don't even know if this is still the same card you're using, Jonathan. It's a Visa. And all it shows me is that it ends with 6446.
No, we're not using that one.
Okay. So let me do this. What's the name on the card that you're using? Is it your name, the business name, or in both?
It's my name.
Okay. Just Jonathan Bukasa, or is there like a middle initial?
Just Jonathan Bukasa.
Okay. You want to double check that? You sound like you're not sure. You're like, low-key, I wasn't ready for that yet. Okay, well, when you get a minute, check it. I'm going to go over notes with you, and then we're going to schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for the client interview?
Wow, that's a great question. I have
and let me
time.
I'll remind you how it looks, right? So the client interview, we block out an hour. But it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. You know, really, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. And you don't need to be in front of the computer because they're going to be re-verifying all the information that you and I go over. They're going to go over more about your keywords, search terms, Facebook ads. That's where I say the magic happens. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we can do so. So tomorrow... what time do you guys open tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we open at, I mean, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, every day, Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday we're closed. So I have appointments as early as 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, or actually not 10 to 11, 11 to 12. I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. So the only times we don't have is 12 to 1. And tomorrow we don't have a 10 to 11. Everything else is open.
We can do an 8 to 9.
Okay. 8 to 9. All right. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. letting you know that we're going to call you tomorrow between 8 and 9 o'clock. We'll call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure you're answering all our calls within that, well, all the calls, period, within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview. So just in case, like, if it slipped your mind, we're reminding you, like, hey, we're calling you in the next hour. Now, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, Jonathan, I'm going to be the one that's going to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to be the ones to call you directly. Okay? So let's do this. And if for some reason when we call, like let's say you were in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just answer the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? They'll call you right back. Okay? So I'm going to send you this calendar invite right now, letting you know you don't need to do anything with it. Okay. And I'm also going to send you this as well. I'm going to send you our number again. You're going to save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash if you haven't already done so, just because I always want you to make sure you have your number, our number, with you on hand. You know what I mean? So the 702-275-7426 number still gets messages there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I already included your login credentials for your client dashboard, which is your username and your password. So your username, as soon as it comes up for me, gosh, my computer's so slow today. The 702 number, your phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code, that is going to be your username, okay? I'm going to actually reset your password. Let me ask my manager to reset it for me. Okay. Now let's go over some notes while he's taking care of that part. Okay. So, let me see here. All right. Under your services, move in, move out, what do you want me to notate?
Under my services is commercial and residential moving.
Okay.
And furniture assembly.
Oh, okay, good. And I put moving services too. Okay. Now you're just going to add us on as managers to the Facebook page, just so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. I'm putting that you want the 50-mile radius, right?
Yeah.
Was that good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Got that. Let me touch that here. You got some good content on there when I was looking at it.
I did. I just needed to get more jobs so I can make more content.
Yeah, I hear you. And then under for new CASA and company, are you licensed and insured for that one until when you change the business name, or is that in the process now?
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured for that.
Okay, for new CASA and company. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to authorize anyone else on the account to make changes in case you're not able to call in and make a change, or are you just going to be the only one?
I'll be the only one.
Okay. And then we're going to attach the website that I found here. You're still using the Wix one, right? The NewCasaCo.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you still do the packing and unpacking too, right? What about the junk removal? No?
We don't do junk removal, but we got unpacking, 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 loading, unloading.
That's what I'm going to put. Let me put that on here. Packing.
Yeah.
and unpacking, loading and unloading. Okay. Yeah, because I saw that there.
Specialty items.
Specialty items.
These are important.
Yeah.
Specialty items, like such as like piano moving.
I was just going to ask you that. Piano moving and what else?
Safe moving jacuzzi.
Okay.
Jacuzzi moving. And that's about it. Or actually not jacuzzi, hot tub. Sorry.
Hot tub moving. And I'm sorry, what was the one right before the hot tub because the phone cut out?
So you got piano, safe?
Safe moving?
Piano, safe, and hot tub.
Oh, safe.
But they're all under like, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, my brother-in-law, he got divorced, okay? He had to move his gun safe. Cost him like $500. He moved it to my father-in-law's house, kept it there. Then he moved it, had to move it again when he got his, when he purchased a mobile home, a manufactured home, moved it over there.
Yeah.
Then him and his girlfriend bought a house and he had to move it again. That guy spent like already almost $2,000 moving that darn safe. I'm like, dude.
How big was that safe?
That thing's
huge.
How
big was that safe?
It's huge. It is huge. It's a big guy. He's a sheriff. So he's got all his guns in there. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are you making? Your girlfriend made out of money?
It costs
a lot. It's like no joke. Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Well, it's because like if it falls on you, you know, you're gonna be more than hurt.
You're probably gonna have no feet, no arms, like you're pretty much dead. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but yeah, that thing's like huge.
You're
put it this way.
Nugget.
I'm 4.5, and I can walk into a safe and literally stand in there, and there's still room for me. You know what I mean? So it's a huge safe. Yeah, it's huge. Well, you know, he's a sheriff, so you can imagine how many guns he has. You know.
Oh, he has guns. He probably
Those are his toys.
He probably hides, like, confiscated weed, too. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm dead. You did not say that.
From your local drug dealer.
Oh, my gosh. Hours of operation.
Let's do hours of operation. Let's do 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay, 9 a.m. to 6. Okay. And do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference for the method of contact?
All three.
All three. And what forms of payments do you typically take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
All of the above.
Okay, so I'm going to put cash, check, Zelle.
But no PayPal.
No PayPal, right?
Yeah, no PayPal.
Venmo and Cash App. Okay, perfect. What about credit cards or debit?
Both.
Both, okay. Everything but PayPal. Okay. All right. Okay, and then you got the card ready that you're going to be using? Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have a middle initial or is it just your first and last name on there?
It has a middle initial.
Okay. So Jonathan, and what's the middle initial?
M.
Okay. And then Bukasa, B-U-K-A-S-S-A. Okay.
Yes.
Same billing address as your 4925 Sierra Kennedy Lane?
Yes, ma'am.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Visa starts with a 4. MasterCard will be with a 5.
It's a Master.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
5403-8540-6194-9998.
expiration month and year?
08/28.
08/28. And the CVV code on the back?
362.
362. Okay. I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording first before I process your payment. Again, it just outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, just stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, wait a minute, what does it mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. We just, again, want to make sure that you have a clear understanding before we even process your payment. I'm going to ask you, Jonathan, stick it out 2 months, okay? I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. Cancellation, and I'll state that in there as well, is just as long as you call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? And we simply part as friends.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
New Costing Company.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Bukasa, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Jonathan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. So all we ask is that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might get other companies that are trying to call you to sell you another type of online product, and they're not associated with us, okay? We're not going to ask you to pay more than the $299 a month. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna update your security question. I don't know if you remember what it was prior, but it was your first pet's name. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, Marley.
Okay. Did you want to keep that as the same security question, or did you want to update it to either your mother's maiden name or the city that you were born in?
We can keep it.
Okay. So what I want you to do is start getting into the habit that whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Or if they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. That's how you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'm going to explain this just so that way you were kind of clear on it. We're not saying, Jonathan, that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already providing you. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Jonathan, is on April 18th, 2025, you will automatically be charged the $299. Now, once that term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew. each month, okay, on the 18th day, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you again to save in your contacts under 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There will be no cancellation fee. We will simply part as friends. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm updating your package, and then I'm going to process this payment, and in a few minutes, you're going to get a receipt sent to you via text and email. Okay? And you'll also be able to find it in your client dashboard. And then let's see what else here. Let me take a look and see if you reset the password for me. If not, I'm going to try to reset it so that way you get the new password. Let me go here to the text messages. And nope, I don't see it. Let me reset it. Let me see if I can do it on my end. I'm going to reset your password for your client dashboard because I want you to be able to log into it. So let's auto-generate password to generate automatic. Okay. Let me see. Let me go back here. Okay, your password has been reset. Come on, buddy. Taking a minute here. Stand by. Thank you for being so patient. You're like, yeah, well,
oh,
get it done, huh? I appreciate you. Okay, let me see. Oh, I see.
No, I was actually on my lunch break.
I was going to say, I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you mention
over there. Yeah, I was eating the sandwich.
What kind of sandwich? That sounds so good. I had chicken soup that my husband made, and it always tastes better the next day. I don't know why. But I tell him, dude, can you stop putting, like,
better the next day.
Well, he puts all kinds of spices and everything. I'm all, dude, can you, like, stop putting all the spices in it? Like, he likes it the hotter the better. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to be able to taste the food, not have, like, my mouth on fire, and then I don't even know what it tastes like. Okay.
Well, a lot of times, you know, if he makes it good, then, you know, it's going to taste better the next day.
It does. It does. And that's why he made it last night, and so I had it for lunch. Oh, my gosh, it was bomb. Okay, so they reset your password. So the username, again, is your phone number. Your password is NetLocal, NetLocal. It was sent to you in a text message and via email. Okay? So, and it'll be all lowercase, one word, FYI. Okay? So as a reminder.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to call you between 8 and 9 o'clock, so just make sure you're answering all calls within the hour. I'll send you a reminder an hour before the client interview in case if it slips your mind. Remember, if I'm not in a meeting and are on another call, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they know to call you directly, okay? Now, timeline, I'm always going to go over the timeline with you. 5 to 7 days is the directory submission. You can also start logging in and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Keep in mind all these things could start generating calls for you, okay? What we always state in our terms and conditions, first page placement on Google because we got to get you out of suspension. We got to appeal it to Google. We got to get everything, all the ducks in a row, get that out of suspension. I'm going to still give you the timeline, 45 to 60 days, even though there have been times, Jonathan, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? However, we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. What I would suggest for you as well, and we might already have some of this, but
I'm going to say they'll probably, yeah, I think they might already have it because that was back in, you know what? I'm going to send you this. I want you to send us this information anyways. If you can, I'm going to send you this list of some of these items. If you can send them, the ones that you have, great. The ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. It's going to be an email and a text message that says action photos needed for Google verification. I'm sure we have a lot of them already, but I'd rather play it safe and let's just kind of be one step ahead, okay? Send us pictures of your work vehicle, your work tools, your work equipment. Send us pictures of your business license, your business insurance, business cards, okay? Just so that way we have these items on hand. So in case if Google asks us for it, we already got it. We might have already some of these. The technician would probably know more than I do because they could see a lot more on your account than I can in the back office. So I'm just going to send it to you anyways just to play it safe, okay? And then they'll let you know if you need to still send those or not, all right? I would like to be the first to welcome you back to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you. Now, when that name tone, right? Thank you. Now, when you're going to do the name change, give us a heads up. So that way we can get that going for you, okay? And I'll let them know that you'll notify us when you do the name change. So that way we can update everything. All right? Any other questions for me before I let you go?
No other questions.
Okay, so we will talk to you tomorrow, okay? You have yourself a good rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
You too. Be blessed. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.